You should get some Pedialyte and nurse that fucking hangover. We are the Trophy Husbands. I am Marcus.
I am Nick.
I'm Steve.
And we are out of order because Luke is not here and I'm taking his seat and I don't care what he says.
This is like that social experiment where you sit in somebody's not assigned seat and they flip the fuck out on you. It's like...
Exactly.
There's no seating charts here, but I've been sitting here for like 4 weeks now. Get the fuck out.
Let's see if it influences me to act more Luke-like this episode.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
We don't need wet willies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think it was episode 20, it might have been 27, but there's one part where we had to, like, we're just like, all right, Steve, so what happened? And you can hear Steve audibly going, stop. The entire time Luke's trying to give him a wet willy. It's fucking hilarious.
But anyway, as kind of prelude with Marcus's intro there, it is Halloween weekend. We are on Sunday. So basically, day three of Halloween weekend. I will be honest, my Friday was not the most extremely extraordinary thing. Alex got sent home sick. She was super, super sick, super, super tired. So basically what I did, and... Steve had gotten me a growler for my birthday filled with a very good stout, which was awesome, and thank you, Steve. But it got me that, and I had four beers left on a six-pack I had bought earlier in the week, and then Steve had some gin, and Steve and Maggie were away for the night, so I'm like, you know what? Because Alex passed out at like 7. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to sleep, obviously, anytime soon.
Yeah.
So I just stayed up drinking my growler and drinking my beers and throwing back a few shots of gin and everything, watching movies. And so my Friday night, I got kind of drunk, but I was pretty chill. Just like, yeah, just chilling down on the couch.
Must have been nice. Must have been fucking nice.
Oh, woo! I am waiting for this, Marcus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you follow Marcus on Snapchat or Twitter or anything like that, you would have gotten a little bit of a taste of what Marcus's Friday night was like. Hit us. Regale us with the story.
So
as much as you can remember.
That's the fucking point. It's fucking hazy and fuzzy, like the new Star Trek movies during the battles.
Lens flare.
So much lens flare. But, no, so, my friend M is, like, watching her coworker's place, and it's, like, right downtown, so she's like, yeah, like, one of her best friends is coming up, and gonna drink, and, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, alright, fucking right, let's fucking do it. And we proceeded to get fucking toasty, and I did not realize how intoxicated I was until it was way too late. Like, it was like, I realized I was really, really just done with life at like 1-ish in the morning. It was way too late by that point. Like, I was already cement shoes in, like sinking chest deep. Like, shit was going down.
You were, if I can get dark for a second, you were in New Orleans in the first hour of Katrina.
Yeah.
You're like, those levees aren't doing crap.
Oh no, I was fucking sunk. But it was way too late. Like, we did, what the fuck did we do? I had like 3 mixed drinks. There was, at one point, we were just ripping shots. Like, they had rum chata, and they had, I think, something else. It was literally just, like, they tried to make some sort of fucking drinking game where you take a shot, you, spin 3 times in the spinny chair, and then you just pound what you can of a beer, and it was just like,
like, yeah, that sounds like a smart idea.
Hey, man.
So unlike you. So unlike you, Marcus.
When Marcus drinks, he...
fuck you and your gin and coffee.
When Marcus drinks, he becomes kind of Luke-ish.
I'm not that bad. Nobody is that
bad. And you get a wet willy, and you get a wet willy.
And I'm taller.
You get smacked in the face with my phone.
And I'm taller than you, and I'm taller than you. I don't give a shit, because I'm tall.
You know Luke's going to give us crap, like, can we just go one episode without you guys killing on me?
Nope. Nope. You do it to yourself, sir. That's what happens when you say you're going out for cigarettes and never come back.
Daddy?
Put a sign up, have you seen this man? And it's just, it's that Snapchat of when fucking Brian sent to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, last week.
Known to eat turds, have you seen this man?
So how much further on for Friday did you progress then?
Oh, no, see, here's the thing, like, it got stupid Friday, like, early Friday, and then we got an Uber, went to Murph's, and it was just, like, go mode, and, like, Jenna was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I remember we were dancing, and all of the and, like, Amanda was there, and Libby was there, Ben was there, and...
Yeah, I wanted to come out, Ben was texting me, and I was just like... I want to, but I can't. I gotta be a good boyfriend. Like, even though Alex didn't move from 7 o'clock on, I was like, I'd be a terrible boyfriend if I left her right now.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Oh, actually.
She'd be fine. Just give her some codeine.
I wanted to... Wow. I wanted to say this.
My cup.
It made me laugh. I think it was a Snapchat of yours.
Yeah.
Somebody snapped, and it was, I don't know what was actually going on, but what caught my attention was Libby going, wait, is Nick here? And so I was like, no, I don't think so. She's like, but I just saw a Superman shirt.
That was Eric's.
That actually. Was Eric's Snapchat, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 that was Eric's. That was not mine.
It just made me laugh, and I was like, I want to go out, but I can't.
Here are people.
Stuck in the closet.
Alex is six right now. She needs a good boyfriend. But a boyfriend wants to go, and I pull out my beer! But yeah, so we got toasty at that.
Oh my god, he's got a beer!
Luke's probably sitting there just like, Nick's in the closet. Now I'm in the closet too.
Now I'm in the closet too.
And I want to go drinking in New York, but I already got plans. So I pull out my tequila!
Yeah, for him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Murph's.
Murph's. Murph's was like, we were all over the place. And then Em's friend Lori is like taking a gazillion and 12 pictures. And I'm pretty sure I ran into Jenna and I talked about how. The weekend before, she was like, do you like my friend? And I'm pretty sure I was just like, nah, girl, I'm trying to smash the other friend. Like, I was just, like, off the wall.
You were that drunk?
Oh, dude, I was just like, oh, I didn't say like that. I was just like, no, like, if I had my pick, I'd have, like, But I was just like, it's on the table now.
Throwing it out there.
And then she's like, you want to take a shot? And I was just like, I'm buying. What do you want? I'm like, I don't. Like, I'm already fucked up. She's like, tequila? Okay. Tequila! Yeah! Like, so she goes over, and I remember I spilled, like, part of the shot, like, on my face, and I was just like, whoop, yay, tequila! Woo!
Sounds like Bad Decision Marcus came out.
Oh, Bad Decision Marcus was in, he was in full force.
It's like Cinco de Mayo all over again?
Not
quite there.
Not... Like, same ballpark, less antics.
Okay.
Like, no, there wasn't, like, I didn't have my hand up somebody's shirt this time.
You weren't having Richie sticking a piece of cum in your mouth while dancing.
Yeah, where's that majestic motherfucker when you need him? But, woo, yeah, it was an event to be...
Remembered, not remembered, lack thereof.
If I could remember, I'd tell you.
All right, Steve, you were actually out of town for Friday. How about you?
We went to Philly. We went to Terror Behind the Walls. That was fun.
That's the old state penitentiary that's down there, right? That old prison.
It's actually the STI clinic as well.
It is?
Terror Behind the Walls.
Oh, okay.
That makes
sense.
Slow burn. Let it simmer.
But you, well, wait a minute. You said that there was this one part that you didn't take part in, or like you had to sign off.
They have you. Well, you had to sign off in the beginning because they were like, if you have a heart attack or something, it's
not our fault.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault.
Trying to party with them though.
Actually, before you go on, that just saying about the whole heart attack thing, I remember reading about this. Like, maybe a year or two ago, I think it's out in California, there was a horror house where this older man, like probably like his 50s or 60s, was found dead after like 2 weeks of decomposing in this house because he had died of a heart attack and everyone just thought he was part of the house. Like, they thought the dead body was part
Ooh,
of the thing.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Steve.
But yeah, I guess this is like the first time I've been in a haunted house thing since like I was a kid. Because I was scarred as a child. So I had my girlfriend with me, I had Maggie, I was like, I'm not letting go of your hand, just so you know this. So like halfway through it, she's like, "You're really hurting my hand." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, this is really terrifying for me."
you could have did like that episode of Scared Straight and just like held onto her pocket like one of the kids that got yelled at. Hey, you and me now. Wherever I go, you go.
Yeah.
But no, like every time someone would jump out at us, I go, ah.
Like, for those of you who listen, he has like a fight stance of like an old man, like hands like. Nervously.
Like old-timey boxing.
Yeah, like hands nervously shaking, like, I will not, fisticuffs?
And then like, one time someone jumps at me and goes, huh, and I'm like, huh, and they're like, hi, and then I keep walking.
One, all right, so we went to one like years ago, and my fucking brother, I think it was Field of Screams, and it was set up, so you walk through, and everything was, like, dark, and had black lights, and, you know, flickering lights and shit.
Oh, no, it's the bathroom. With the midget running around.
I don't even remember. I just remember, like, in this attraction, there were trap doors, so people would hide it.
Yeah.
So, one, as we were walking, there was, like, 8 or 9 of us. As we were walking, one popped out of the back. And, like, scared us from behind. My brother takes off, like, full sprint, because he's startled, runs, and, like, one of the clowns goes to pop out in front, and he literally just stiff-arms him back into the compartment. Like, it was an NFL-grade stiff-arm.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the things, because they had these glow stick things you had to put around your neck, so they called them trackers, but there was just, like, they could touch you and stuff. So, like... Yeah. They could like lead you down secret passageways, which I kind of regret now. Because if I had done that, I would have got more for my money and just like put that on me.
But you didn't want to do that.
I was like, I don't really want these people touching me.
Could you imagine if they like?
If they could, I'd probably actually punch them. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. Steve would have pooped his pants.
Or they just grab you and you're just like, he's gonna like scream something scary and he has just a normal conversation. It's just like.
How are you doing today?
Like, yeah.
Weather's nice out.
Do you know where a man could get a good pastrami on rye around here?
Well, I made a guy break character by accident, because he was like, oh, wait, move down the line, we have to use your parts. And he's like yelling at me, I go, you know, that's actually very green. And he goes, wait, what'd you say? And I was like, it's actually really green that you're using all of our parts.
The conservationist.
He just stopped for a second and then like went back to.
He's like, "Move! I need to use your parts."
I felt bad because it was like he looked like he put a lot into his work.
You probably just put him off where he's like, "Wait, what?"
Steve breaking that fourth wall.
Exactly. But so then I'll go into it and say about how I actually have a little bit for Saturday morning.
Cool.
I got up Saturday morning around 7 or so, because Alex had to get off to work. Saw her off. I walked down to the Green Bean, grabbed a coffee. I was just walking out and about for a little bit. I knew the Holy Hound was having a special... Hound normally opens up at 11. They were opening up at 9 on Saturday morning here, because they were kicking off the grand opening of their six-pack place. And they were also going to have some really rare, good beers on tap that I was like, oh, I'll go in and do that. So there I am at 9 o'clock in the morning, sitting and eating, or not eating, but drinking. And I was drinking some very potent beers on an empty stomach, like 11.3, 11.5, before I finally got an order of the breakfast that they were serving.
What was the breakfast?
Oh, it's like a... They had two different kinds. There's one with... The one I got has, like, rye toast, scrambled eggs, sausage, and grilled tomatoes. That was really good, actually. But there I am, eating this, and I'm just like, oh man, I should not have been drinking those 11-some beers on an empty stomach. I'm like, I can kind of feel this hitting me a little bit. And then they killed another one of the taps, and they were putting on another one of the special beers, and I was just about done by one. They're like, oh, do you want another? Like, what do you want? What do you want? I'm like, whatever they're putting up there next. I said, I'll take whatever they're putting up there next. And so she's like, okay. And before they even write it, because they have it up on a chalkboard, like all their taps and everything, before she even writes it up, as soon as they got it hooked up, she pours me one. And I'm like, okay, great. And I take a sip. I'm like, oh, man, this is strong. This is probably another, like, 11-point-something. And they write it up, and the Holy Hound always puts down what percentage alcohol it is.
Yeah.
And it was 14.5, and I'm just like, whoo!
Halloween weekend, motherfucker. Exactly. Get saucy.
I'm just like, guess who's going to be walking out of here, little tipsy?
Did you get Swifty?
I'm not going to lie. I walked out of the Hound at around 10:30, and I'm just like, you know, I normally don't feel this toasted on a Saturday morning unless I'm still up from Friday, and I'm like, I'm feeling a little toasty.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge, and so, like, yeah, that was my Saturday morning.
So, fucking Saturday mornings. That's what we're talking about here, right?
That's it. that's the best prelude to a story.
Because you saw my fucking tweet Saturday.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I have to preface this, folks, with Friday, Marcus sent us a picture in our group chat of yes! Manischewitz. And
big
I went
fucking bottle.
And I was like, dude, like, take it easy. We got our party coming up tomorrow and everything. To which Marcus responds, rally weekend is for rallying.
Right though? Right? Still got that bottle, by the way. But so I got back to the alright. So I took the...
Words?
Fuck you, that's my joke. Starting Friday. Take the shot with Jenna. Pretty sure that's what did me in. Like, that was...
That was the last straw.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. So, we get back to the apartment, and it's one of those, like, I'm visibly struggling. It's not like, because I mean, we've all drank together, and there's times where it's just like, you all right? And like, yeah, I'm good. I'm composed, but no, it was just like struggling. Like the struggle was just.
The struggle was real.
It was getting real. It was not there yet, but it was a slow gradient of struggle that was radiating its way into my life at that point.
The struggle bus was driving in.
Yeah. I was about to get a stop. I was about to be, like, fucking first mate on the SS Struggle. So, I get back there, and it's like, as soon as we walk in the door, my stomach just flips. And I'm just like, gotta puke. Like, gotta, no bueno. But it wasn't like a sign. It was like one of the fucking silent ones, which is like, and just beeline to the bathroom. And my friend's trying to help me out, and I'm just like, No, just let me struggle by my lonesome. Like, I know you're trying to help.
This is my porcelain goddess right now.
I did this to me. Let me handle this. I know you are concerned. I know you just want to help.
All I need is myself and the porcelain goddess.
Yeah, so there was that. And then passed out. She had to go to work. And she worked.
The porcelain goddess did?
She's always going to work.
Sorry, God.
Her stage name is Royal Flush. It's only Royal because as I was puking, I put my prom queen crown on top of it.
You're royalty now. You're ordained.
I dub thee
How do you spell that? B-H-A-W-W-A-A-H-H.
Batman symbol backslash A-B-A-B. Up, down, left, right, start. But, so there's that. I wake up the next day, and she's just like, she left super early. And the house that she's watching has this little, like, ankle biter, yippy dog. And so she tells you, like, hey, I'm going to take him with me for the day. I'm like, all right, cool. So I think nothing of it. And then I totally forgot about it. So I wake up, and I'm, like, having a pet. And I was just like, this place is way too quiet. Is the dog dead? What the fuck? Oh, dear Lord. And then it hits me, like, oh, all right. She said she was going to take them. Cool. Like, burrow back into the comforter where it's like, it's like fucking Garfield where he's like balled up and has it over his head and he's tucked into it. And I'm just like, ugh. And I keep like, I'm just like, I have to go. I need to go to the bathroom. But it's like one of those where you look at the bathroom and you see it just,
it gets so far away.
It gets further and further. It's like tunnel vision. I'm like, ugh. Oh god!
Oh god! I think I'm gonna need to pack some food for this trip.
That's what Marcus implements dragging the couch with.
It's way too much work.
Grabs a pole and just pushes it like it's a boat.
Exactly. Guy comes back like, why are there all these scrape marks on my floor?
Hangovers. Hangover demons. You ever seen the Babadook? Same shit.
Just don't have kids.
Don't kill the dog either. That's fucked up and weird. But, so, eventually, I go, puke my fucking guts out, go back to sleep, see what time it is. It's 11.
Shoot off a tweet.
Right around
just
there.
Hey, what my porcelain god is.
Hey! Oh, where's my selfie stick? Oh, wait, I'm not buying one because I'd rather save money. But, so there's that, and then fucking use the bathroom, and it felt like I shat gasoline and mashed potatoes, which was wonderful.
Doesn't sound wonderful.
No,
that's the point!
It was sarcasm.
It was horrendous. It was so horrendous.
No, Marcus is sitting there, he's like, this is pretty good.
I just need a nice croissant and a mimosa. And this moment is complete.
Poor man's mimosa.
Almost happened. Almost happened. So there's that. Crawl back into bed like the lizard person I feel like, and then go upstairs because I figured, like, all right, I'm gonna go take a shower. It's fucking. I'm gonna figure out life. I'm gonna do something. So I'm using the bathroom, sitting there on the toilet, listening to Kid Cudi, and like it's like 45 minutes. I'm already done. I just don't feel like moving from the toilet. Like, but as I was using the toilet in the middle of it, so I'm taking glorious, fiery gasoline to fucking potato dump too, and like in the middle of it, as I feel my intestines leaving my body, my stomach's like, now's a great time to puke up all that stomach acid you have. And I'm like, oh fucking god,
wait, we need that.
Like right now.
You couldn't wait for like 5 minutes later.
Like I'm damn near crying out of one end, and now you're trying to make it two. Fucking A. What the hell? So that happens, and then I sit there for like 45 minutes, and I'm just like, I don't even want to leave this bathroom. I'm gonna just take a fucking bubble bath. Boom.
So I took a shower before the bubble bath. That's my only concern when you were telling the story last night.
It was right there. It was like right, because they have two bathrooms. One has a tub, one has a shower.
Okay.
I was in the one that had the tub.
So he went for the immediacy.
Yeah. I was just like, and there's like bubble bath in there. I'm just, load it up. Do it up. When in Rome, do it big.
There's a thing with bubble bath. Don't use more than a cap.
Nope. I went fucking stupid. It was like, probably about a good five inches of bubbles, and I'm just sitting there just like, and they have this really nice, like, portable stereo thing, so I plug that in, a fucking Frank Ocean Pyramids plan, I'm, like, in the tub luxury, I'm just like, water's, like, up to my nose, and I'm like, the fuck is life right now? Like, I woke up, and I had fucking, because last night, when the girls were doing their makeup, Lori was just like, she was, like, putting on shimmer, I was like, what? I forget what I said. I was just like, "What you doing?" She's like, "Just shimmer. You want some?" And I was just like, "Why not? Load me up, girl." So I had shimmer on my face, and I had fucking glitter on, like in
like,
my.
That sounds like STDs or something.
Shimmer. She's got the shimmer, bro. Don't
load me up on those shimmers, bro.
So I got fucking shimmer on my fucking face. I have glitter in my hair, which I had no idea where that came from.
Okay, Rachel.
Truth. So there's.
Every time you say her name, a giggle gets its wings.
Can you say book? Book. It's fucking 3 a.m. Rachel, go to bed. Bring your ass back and come visit us, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm just like, all right, I need to get the fuck out of the tub. Before I got into the tub, here's the thing, like, these people are health nuts, so they don't have, like, anything relatively shitty in the house, so I'm just like...
Which, as a hungover person, is what you want. You want something greasy and...
Oh, yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna eat these fucking hippie waffles. I was like, gluten and fun-free waffles.
they said that on the box, gluten and fun-free.
When you describe these, I just got this image of, like, these waffles having dreads on them.
These waffles have dreads. They vaguely smell of marijuana.
And they love Bob Marley.
I was gonna say, good man. Good man with the assist. Nick Lentz the alley.
I know this.
Yeah. So I take those out. I totally forgot about them. I just let them sit there. And then I got out of the tub, and I'm just like, I'm taking a fucking shower. So I took a babble bath and a fucking shower. And then here's the thing, like,
I would have double showered. I'm just like, fuck it.
I need to brush off all this grime from last night.
Oh, God. You have no idea. At one point, I think it was when I was going to take the shower, they had these really big, like, bay windows. And I realized that the one had the blinds wide open. So, like, the neighbors and shit, I'm gallivanting around ass fucking naked, hungover, feeling like, I don't even know. I have no, like, metaphor for this. It was just bad.
Marcus was giving all the neighbors a piece of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Little Black Cupid.
This Saturday. So.
It's better than I am outside with the harmonica playing the piano.
Yeah?
At 11 o'clock. I'm just trying to sleep.
You should have just went out, right? You should have went out and just ad-libbed and, like, sang along and made everything, like, weird and fucked up. And, like, as you just play, just, like, see if you could creep him out. Like, this next one is about toenail clippings. Take it away! Like, just don't even ask him his name. Just give him a name. Take it away, Crawford! Alright, let's do it! Like, but, so yeah, I realized, like, the window and the fucking blinds were open, and I'm like, oh, God, I've been, like, and these are, like, really nice places, so it's not like the college kids, like, look at the naked dudes, like, some lady checking her 401k on her iPad as she drinks her soy latte, just like, oh my gosh, there's the man gallivanting in there.
Oh my goodness!
That's rustling my jinnies, time to call the authorities or something, I don't know, I'm just like...
I say, what is your idea of people here, Marcus?
I don't, do.
White and afraid, I
guess. Exactly.
kind of right on
you
that.
You know, that sounds like a new, one of those new reality shows. Like, they have Naked and Afraid, now it's just White and Afraid.
Yeah. Yep. That's very true. That is, yep. But I, fucking naked, and then I just laid down. I took 2 fucking naps yesterday. I got home, and I'm just like, I need something terrible for me. And lo and behold, we had fucking two Domino's pizzas. And I'm like, there is a God. So I ate like four pieces of pizza and watched a fucking documentary about Ted Bundy. And then went to fuck and took another nap. And then got ready. And
he rallied. He rallied.
Disturbing, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy was fucked up.
That whole thing with the thing that stands out the most with him is the thing with the cast, and he would trick women into thinking he was injured. And then,
yeah, and then like he'd be like, hey,
kidnap and rape him, kill him.
Yeah, can you help me do this? And then like next thing you know, they're fucking missing.
Have you seen Janice today?
Like there was.
I saw him with that young Bundy boy.
Yeah, like he had a string of like 30 fucking murders. Which was crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But then we can jump into Saturday night, which,
Saturday night.
Can we just start doing that every time we start talking about Saturday night? Just like a little intro?
Segway? Why the fuck not?
Exactly.
Strap in, bitches.
But, so Saturday night we ended up having, as we talked about previously, we talked about having a party at mine and Steve's place, which we totally did. We stocked up on alcohol, had a bunch of beer, had some liquor and whatnot, and people just rolled in, and we had a pretty darn good time with that, in all honesty.
Oh, fucking Ghost Rider was phenomenal.
Dude, you actually missed it. It was kind of funny, because it was like, one black guy leaves, another one comes. Because like, Dante came like 5 minutes after you left.
Oh, shit.
And so at one point, though, we start playing electricity. And we start doing that. Dante got so screwed on the first game of electricity. Because he had all these high ones. And I had matching all low ones. Sitting right next to him. And so Dante, I think, in a game that took maybe 15 or 20 minutes, put back, like, 5 or 6 beers.
Fucking good night, Irene.
So, I mean, afterwards, Dante's like, okay, I'm sitting out this next game, I am good. I think one of the funniest parts, though, was when you, myself, and Bianca took the shots of tequila. Because Marcus is still rallying. He was there. He was rallying from the place before. But he took it, and it was, Jose Cuervo, so it wasn't even really good tequila, but we took it, and I was like, ooh, like, chugged my beer to push it back, and I'm like, Marcus, you doing all right? Because you're just like, and I'm like, you got it down? You're like, I got it down, I don't know how long it's going to stay down.
Truth. Dude, you have no idea. It was like the same, like, when when I took the fucking shower, at one point I was just standing there, literally just, like, against the wall, eyes closed, just breathing, like, fuck.
I was gonna say last night, I was like, that's me every morning, though. Like, because our shower's so tiny, well, it's not tiny, but it's, like, it's small. So I just shove my head against the corner of the shower and just go,
It wasn't like a sigh of relief. I'm just like, fuck!
It was a,
oh god,
what did I do?
Yeah, but it was the same thing when we took that tequila shot. You're like, you good? I'm like, I got it. I'm in there.
But yeah, so, I mean, last night was fun. We drank a boatload. Like, we went through 2 cases of beer, of 30 packs of beer, and a good bit of liquor and whatnot. But, like, I don't feel like too many of us got obliteratedly drunk. Like, yeah, I think all of us were just kind of coasting and feeling good. Kind of drunk.
I think, I wish we would have had a camera to get the Mystery Science Theater-esque commentary that was going on for Ghost Rider. Because it was nothing but gold.
It was so good. When he turned that Earth Mover into a fucking fiery death machine, it was amazing.
He starts pissing fire.
Yeah.
That is not good. I don't think that's good at you're peeing fire. I know you're Ghost Rider, but
you might want to get that checked out.
Yeah. There's probably a pillar.
They loved using that scene, too, though. My favorite was I just out elbowed, and he's just hanging. There's just a shot of him hanging upside, from upside down at the tree, and then they never elaborate, talk about it.
Never resolve it.
It's just spliced in, just like,
there you go.
He's in a tree. What up? What a twist.
We got to the end of it, I thought, so they showed the producers, and they showed one... So they showed one producer, and I was like, did they put that producer's name
twice? It was like, Ari, like, A-R-I, ran, and then it was like, Ari, A-W-I, ran. And so, like, when we rerouted, we're like, wait a minute, did they? And they're like, no, never mind.
One's a pen name.
Because Steve's like, I wouldn't have even wanted my name in here once, let alone twice.
I mean, I totally would. I'd take the credit. It's money. Let's be honest. So, yeah, everybody was... It was fun.
Yeah.
Meg's friend was pretty chill.
Yeah, but then you left at one point and hopped down to Murph's. How was Murph's?
Murph's was... It was weird because it, like... We got there, it's probably around 10:30, 11, and just like, you know, just chilling, everybody's kind of floating around, and then out of nowhere, it was just like, woof, like everyone just, it was almost like, almost all at once, it went from super dead
to... 0 to 100.
zero to 3,000, because like everyone's in costume, and everyone's running around, and there's alcohol. That's why I think costumes should just be a normal thing, because nobody gives a shit. Like, think about it. You can...
It's not Marcus stumbling around throwing back shots. It's that prom king.
You're goddamn right it is. Whatever the fuck I decide to be. But, yeah, like, it was just... I said to Travis last night, I was like, we should do New Year's, but we should have a costume party for New Year's. And he was just like, let's do it in Baltimore. And I'm like, let's do it in Baltimore, sir.
I'm down. I mean, he carried that on after you left, because he was talking to a couple people about that.
I'm fucking game.
Let's do it. I'll roll.
Yeah. But Merce was packed. They had a costume contest. Everybody that participated got, like, they gave away free stuff, so they had, like, different, just trinkets and shirts and hats and stuff like that from different liquor companies. Like, they had Fireball, they had Guinness. No, did they have Guinness?
I'm sorry.
What? Man, I was still so bummed a few years ago when Steve and I didn't win any of the costume contests when we were the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Our Blues Brothers costume was on par.
It was pretty good. There were some good costumes last night. Like, one girl was Colonel Sanders. And it looked like it looked very good. This other guy was Napoleon Dynamite. He looked fantastic.
God, I hope he was out on the dance floor breaking out Napoleon dance moves.
Oh, he was. He was killing it. He was doing his thing. It was a good time. But I know everyone was, like, you know how Murph's is per usual. Everyone's just like, yeah, woo! Everyone just did not give a fuck last night because it was Halloween. And, like, it was just like, everyone's just like, hormones and costumes. Like, you can hit on that girl, but you're never gonna hit on a sexy gorilla twice in one year. So, like, you gotta go for it now.
Especially without Harambe being around.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of all the pickup lines for the KFC one. I like the popcorn chicken you.
Do you want to show me your secret recipe?
Like, let's just say I came for two breasts and a thigh, girl. What you doing?
Oh!
But, yeah, like, Merce was good. And then, like, my friend and her friend, when they drink, it's like a fucking tornado of fire. I don't even know how to, they're just...
A tornado fire.
They should probably put that out.
A fire-nado?
It's a new movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Move over, Sharknado.
Two girls get tequila shots and get fiery.
Pretty fucking accurate. Pretty fucking accurate. So they got stupid and just went, and I was just like, I can't do this shit two nights in a row. Like, I tried. And at one point, I hit a wall, and I was just like, But it was just, like, everyone's hormones were everywhere. Because, like, people just, like, I sat down with some friends, and they're just, like, blah, 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 and they're very open with themselves anyway, but they're just, like, blah, 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 and, like, people talk about threesomes, and then, like, everybody's, like, dry humping everyone else on the dance floor. It's fucking alcohol, and it's just like, look at the fucking, like, basketball player. And I was like, look at the fucking baseball player dancing with Mark Rubio over there. Like, look at the fucking mariachi band, like, over there grinding all over each other. Like, shit is amazing. This is where dreams come true. Like, I need this. I don't need it every weekend, because it would dull it, like, it would, but, like...
You need it, like, maybe once every 2 months.
I'll take it, like, 4 times a year. Like, 4 or 5 times. Because, you know, with the seasons changing, and then maybe, like, throw in an extra one, like, hey, man, it's St. Patrick's Day. Let's have a costume party. Fucking sweet. Let's do it. But I fully support more costume things with costumes and alcohol.
This message brought to you by Marcus and alcohol.
Hell yeah! I mean, like you get to be yourself every day, but you don't get to be a fucking inebriated quail man. Like, go do that shit. Like, it's awesome. Like, you don't even have to get fucked up, but you can just be quail man and be out and, like, fucking killing the dance floor. I support this. I'm gonna fucking run for Senate and make Halloween.
And that's gonna be your platform? That's gonna be the main platform?
Less dumbasses in Senate, more Halloween. That's my fucking run. Like, that's my campaign.
If you just turn on C-SPAN, there's Dracula giving his.
Fucking Halloween Town is real. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Halloween.
I fully support this. Like, think, like, because if you knew, like, oh, man, it's costume weekend coming up, then you just, oh, shit, gotta work on my stoom, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Not a bad platform. I'd vote for you.
Yeah. We don't even have to, but we could just make it our own thing. Like how they do Christmas in July.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people actually, I thought about this, and then it actually happened, because I work at a store that sells costumes, and people came in at the halfway point for Halloween, and they did almost like a Halloween and spring thing.
That's not bad. I'd do that. I'd rock that.
Yeah, because you think, like, it's spring, it's kind of warm-ish, you got some time to play with. You can still probably grab a costume here or there, like, forge one if you know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I support this. My name is Marcus, and I approve this message.
You know, I do want to bring this up. I sent about this story earlier in the week. And this is something that's kind of Halloween related, because this is a little bit horrifying. There's a video that you can find if you just Google it, you'll find it. In Australia, giant spider carries a mouse, and it is horrifying and impressive. Because you see this giant spider, like, bigger than a tarantula kind of thing, like huge, huge spider.
Mm-hmm.
And he's literally dragging this mouse up behind him as he's climbing up a wall.
I read the article, but they said it was like spiders don't normally just kill. It may have just found the mouse and started carrying it.
Yeah, but regardless, even being able that strong to carry the mouse,
it was doing it, but it was like, oh my god, this is good. I mean, you know what, I might give up soon.
He's like, it's not worth it. And I mean, the kind of freaky thing is in Australia, I think we've talked about before, everything wants to kill you. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's just Australia for you.
Yep.
But this happened inside a guy's house.
Okay.
Like, he saw it going up the fridge, carrying this mouse. And this guy's reaction is kind of hilarious. He's like, so I am just about to leave for work at 0030, so that'd be, what, 1230, yeah, 1230. And me neighbor says, you want to see something cool? I say, hell yeah. So we proceed to his place, and he shows me this. Huntsman's trying to eat a mouse. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a pretty freaky picture when you see it. Like, this gigantic spider dragging up, like, a full-bodied mouse.
Damn.
And they're like, forget about pizza rat or whatever, if you guys remember that from last year. But it was just, it made me laugh. I was like, that's kind of horrifying. Like, that's something that will get into your mind and be, that is something to start off the Halloween season with.
So, where's Luke when you need him?
Oh my god, isn't that the truth of it? Luke does not like scary spiders, let alone big scary spiders.
If it was Luke's, like, worst nightmare, it's a giant spider dragging a Chucky doll across the floor. Unbeknownst to him, like, he's going to the bathroom or something, he steps on something, like, what the fuck is that? And the next thing, he, like, turns the light on, it's just like, din 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 din
din din. I'd laugh.
Oh, I would. Can we make this a thing?
To freak out Luke?
Oh, absolutely. Film it. It'll make great podcast material.
It'll make great podcast material. It'll be absolutely fantastic to stick up onto the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And be showing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be pretty fun. I think we'd be down for that. And Luke would hate us and be like, dude, it's for the podcast. Just support it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should take a group vote.
Oh, I do have to bring this one up, too. I forgot about this. You sent us this. It was from Imgur, but...
Go on.
Adult male, name is blanked out, 20 of York, Pennsylvania...
A fucking horse.
...is wanted in connection to a sex scandal which led to a high-speed chase down West Market Street. He was reported screaming out the window, help a young man get his dick wet, and got a bitch that looked like Aretha Franklin is considered armed and dangerous.
Fucking York. Fucking York.
Why do they know he's armed and dangerous? Just because he was yelling out the
window? Well, considered armed and dangerous.
Considered armed, well, his dick isn't wet, so he's not thinking rationally.
Help a young man get his dick wet. And, I mean, just take a look at the picture that they have of the guy. Like, he's kind of creepy, to be quite honest. He's just standing there, like, this smirk on his face.
Hey, man. He wants him like Aretha Franklin. Every time something fucking happens and York is involved, it's so fucking weird.
It really... It's never, like, York City, biggest matzo ball.
It's York City, biggest matzo ball on Oy Vey magazine.
Shows Marcus standing there at the bottom of Manischewitz.
Just chilling, cheese in the background.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's never like a fluff piece like that. It's always just like, hey, you want to hear some messed up stuff? Listen to York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's always fucking weird and messed up. It's like, hey... Like, the last thing was that professional clown was apologizing for the other clown's fucking shit up. And I'm just like, what? And then it was more clowns over at York College.
Yeah.
And I was just like, York, what the fuck? And then it was if you go back, like, 10 years, it was, like, the race riot scandals and all that shit. And then, like, the fucking, like, gangs moving in and the drugs. And I'm just like, can we get a good one?
One? Just one?
Just one? Like,
where's our giant matzo ball?
It's not that fucking crazy. It's just, you guys don't see this.
You know, though, at the same time, while it is absolutely crazy and some of the things you hear and see are just too funny for words and too bizarre for words.
Truth.
But, at the same time, I look at it and I'm like, I'm happy that it is like that, because I look at places like where my little cousins and my grandparents live, or where Alex grew up.
with the fancy car wash?
Yes. Where it's just nothing. Like, there, nothing happens there. Like, if they
serve wine.
If they have anything that happens that would be big in these areas, it's like cow cow wins blue award at state farm show. Like, it's just like nothing happens there. So I'd much prefer living in the bizarreness that is York rather than living in the absolute nothing
that is like bumfuck Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania-ness.
Exactly.
But dude, if it was that same cow, I'd be like, cow, lead in prostitution sex sting.
If it was in York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was same fucking cow. He's got like 30 escorts on payroll, and they find like 12 kilos in his fucking, yeah, in his freaking barn, and then he's got like MDMA stashed in his udders. It's like same cow.
Oh, God. Wow.
Okay. So, as we were just discussing the fucking drug paraphernalia cow, Steve is just looking at random fucked up memes. And there's one where it's this, it's an older gentleman and a younger man, and they're sitting there, and it looks like they're doing homework. And then it says, the dad, quote-unquote, in the picture, it says, get naked for me. And then the kid says, no, I'm not doing it. And then the catch at the bottom is, friend zone strikes again. Like, who the fuck?
I don't know why that would just jump into your head. Why, of all things, when you're looking at a Shutterstock photo, that you go, man, this would be a great meme to talk about pedophilia. This is it. This is the moment.
I bet that was made in York.
that was like a fucking Knight Rider moment where it's just like, we're gonna step in this turd and make it gold. I'm fucking done with your memes. So done.
Oh God.
Can we make Kilo Cal a superhero and or villain?
He's the arch rival of Coffee Man.
Yes, in the universe of the Diddler,
in the Trophy Husband's verse,
his own weird, fucked up. I don't even know.
We said what the Diddler's the anti-hero, right? Like he's not quite good, not quite bad.
Yeah, he's a tweener.
And then we have the Flamingo.
True, we got the Flamingo.
And we have Coffee Man, and now we have Paraphernalia Cow. I think the only one who's truly an upstanding hero in the Trophy Husband's verse so far has been Coffee Man.
Yeah.
He's been shown to have the highest morals.
I mean, Clarence from HR is still good, though.
Clarence from HR, this is true. Good old Clarence, I always forget about him.
Gabby, if you're listening...
And there's Satan Bod. He's not a bad guy.
With his fucking rum that he's pumped with,
plugged into the liver.
But yeah, that'd be fantastic. So please, Gabby, if you're listening, don't eat the sugar-free gummy bears.
Definitely not.
And you should sketch those guys out. That'd be fucking awesome.
I would be down. I don't know how these stories would develop, but they'd be amazing.
We don't necessarily need to develop them, but we could make like Flash YouTube animations.
This is true.
Speaking of Flash animation, have you seen the new like episodes of Arthur, like the aardvark, like
the kid show?
Yeah, they stopped using actual animation and started using Flash animation, and it looks like so creepy because, you know, with Flash animation everything is very just like precise and not really that fluid. So it's kind of like, hey guys, as opposed to like the fluidity that it had. So it's almost kind of like, Arthur, are you on meth and are you going to kill Buster? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh God.
Same like when they did the new Scooby-Doo, and Scooby-Doo looks like he's been on a fucking heroin binge because he looks skinny as shit and like all cracked out. I'm just like,
well, what was it? I saw this thing where they were comparing, like, Pokemon series, like, from the original one in the 90s to how they've progressed throughout, and it was really bad. Like, they were showing the animation, and you could see it kind of get more of, like, I mean, as more kiddish as Pokemon can get, considering that's its demographic, but, like, more kiddish, until, like, the latest one, and I'm sure it doesn't look like this the entire time, but they happen to get this screen capture of the lead character, Ash, just looking so derpy. Like, it looks like their animation budget went from, like, $100,000 per scene to, like, we got five. See what you can doodle.
So we're going to put you on Adobe Illustrator. We have a pot of coffee. And here's an old CD of early 2000s top 10 hits. Go.
I mean, that's kind of how it looks.
So Oasis is playing on a loop, and Nirvana plays every so often.
No, not that'd be like early 90s, mid 90s. This would be more of like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, like ba ba ba.
Yeah, I was an NSYNC man myself.
I did it again, Nick.
Oh God, I was yelling at Steve last night because he pissed off Maggie at one point, and she's like, "Steve, suck my dick," and I'm like, "Steve, don't do it. It's a trap." And he's like, "Already did it." And I'm like, dang it, Steve, not again. He's like, oops, I did it again. And then I just got the image of Steve dressed up like Britney Spears in that music video in the schoolgirl outfit and pigtails, and I was like, ah!
Why is that not a thing?
Steve's next year Halloween costume.
On second Halloween.
That's right, on second Halloween, there we go.
I think we should make a petition. Put up or shut up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so when we were all chit-chatting last night, I remember at one point, Mags is talking to her friend, and I was like, Mags' friend, she's kind of cute. And she was just like, later down the line, she's like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and that's when I had to tell HR I was a lesbian, and I was just like, that dream is dashed.
That dream was stabbed and killed and buried 6 feet before it even started.
I was like, can't even do anything. Like, I'm not even, like, I mean, it's Halloween weekend, so now is, like, the perfect time. Like, if you're shooting your shot, Halloween weekend, you're shooting from the fucking foul line. Do it and do it now. Halloween week. But I'm just like, she's like, blah, blah, blah. And that's when I had to tell them I was a lesbian, and I was just like, gonna tuck that one away. That one is done.
Mark is like, do I still have that dress and wig in my car?
I heard you like girls, girl.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
I can't. I mean, there's nothing that I can do. I couldn't, like.
That's life.
That is life, but alright. We're gonna go get our fucking parade on.
That's right, Halloween parade.
Well, yeah, hopefully there'll be like some vendors and shit. Maybe we can get some like food.
Yeah, something. I'm down. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm Marcus. You can find me on the good old Snapchat / well no, Snapchat's the only one. With that one, it's SIRMAV, and then Instagram and Twitter is QUEZMAV, and yeah.
Steve, I'll see you. Bye.
Steve will not be wearing his glow rings, so do not touch him.
And I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can check us out. Hit us up on the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. You can catch new episodes every Trophy Tuesday. Oh boy. Adult man with 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos suddenly realizes he does not want 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos.
29 fucking tattoos
you would
in?
Think after the first one.
You would think after the first one there'd be enough regret.
No regrets. No regrets, bro.
Oh, man. You know, I do have to say, though, I'm in the middle of closing out there, but look how much smoother this closeout went without Luke.
Dig!
But anyway, you can catch us every Trophy Tuesday, every Tuesday with a brand new episode coming at you. No! God dang it! They're trying to luke me!
Let it happen!
No! Gross! Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep,
boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. You're fired.
God dang it, I hate
you. You're fired.
Alright. That's the end of the episode. Everyone, have a good day. Have a good week. We will catch you next week. Yeah. Peace.